Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
It's really beautiful if you listen to it, right?
It reminds me of silent films back in the day.
Yeah.
the westerns, right?
Yeah.
I walk in, I order a whiskey, and there'll be somebody pounding away on the ivories.
It's Anna and Raven. That is Angela Hewitt. She is one of the world's foremost pianists, or as they're called, virtuosos. Well, I had no idea that that's what they were called.
I guess she's a little bit more talented than the regular guy that used to be in the old whiskey shack.
Right, I would think a little bit more.
I guess so.
I mean, she does Beethoven. She does everything. And she had probably somebody's worst nightmare when something is getting moved out of their house. Here she is talking about her beloved Fazuli piano.
It's a 10'4" piano, the biggest in the world, I think. I have that fourth pedal on my Fazuli in Italy, which is the standard 9-foot model. Mr. Fazuli put it on for me, so I use it.
If you have a piano that's called a Fazuli, and then Mr. Fazuli put a fourth pedal on it for you, you know that you're legit. You've made
it,
right?
At your spot, which is hanging out in Italy.
Right.
Here. I mean, could have got her a better microphone, though. That would have been cool.
Well, the interview was in a room, but whatever, you know.
Right.
So she's got this special one. Only piano in the world that has a fourth pedal specially made for her.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And does she ever travel with this piano since she's such a world-famous pianist?
But I have traveled with my own Fazuli. Yeah, I make my recordings on it, so it goes out of my house for all my recordings. At least my piano technician has taken it. I don't drive it myself.
She doesn't drive it herself. She has movers bring it around for silly.
Yeah, it's got to go in a C-130, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
A Hercules aircraft. That sounds like a big piano. Where are you moving that thing?
Well, she goes back and forth to her recording studio with it.
I wouldn't trust the airlines to move my pet, let alone something like this. What happened?
The movers dropped it.
Oh, perfect.
$194,000 piano.
Oh, gosh. Is the guy who did the fourth pedal still alive even? It's disappointing.
Right. And he says that it can't be saved. It is what it is.
Oh, she called him already.
Are you kidding me? She's best friends with Mr. Fazuli. Remember, Mr. Fazuli hang out all the time.
Right.
So now.
Can't be fixed.
She had to issue a statement saying that it took her 10 days because she was so sad. She called this piano her best friend.
Good.
I just want to know. When you're those movers and you drop and you shatter that piano, how do you go tell them?
Right.
How do you tell her?
How do you go in there and say, I'm sorry, we just buried your best friend in the front foyer of your house. Oh, by the way.
Mrs. Hewitt?
Right.
We got a problem.
Right.
You all right? I dropped the piano.
Why do you make it sound like Joey the Mover?
Because that's it was exactly in
Italy.
What it is.
I thought it was in Italy. Give it a nice
Joey
accent.
Signora! Signora Hewitt!
He tried to do it.
I dropped the piano! It's all right! We get another one!
Yeah.
Right.
Why are you crying?
Right. It's all right!
Is she just picking up the keys in her hand, the running through her fingers? Like her friend that's just, I don't know, been blasted into ashes by aliens? You've lost your best friend.
It's so sad. She called that piano her best friend.
Right.
But our curiosity leads us to this. 1-800-330-9999. What did the movers destroy of yours? You can call or text. Anna and Raven, what got destroyed in the move?
So I moved in with two of my friends a couple years ago, and I was traveling that day as well, so I told them, hey, let's not move stuff around. They got the leather couch for my parents stuck in the doorway. They couldn't get it out, so they sawed it in half.
Yep.
It was a $1,500 couch.
Right, listen, we're going to put it together in the middle, all right? We're going to use a little duct tape, and then if you've ever seen those infomercials, they got that paste. It's already colored. It's like whiteout. You just put it on there, but it's colored the same color as the couch.
It really is relaxing and beautiful if you think about it. It's a Bach.
Okay.
World famous pianist.
Until it comes crashing down the stairs.
Aww.
Oh, sad day.
Yeah, world-famous pianist Angela Hewitt officially released a statement that when the movers were helping move her prized Fazzuoli piano, was only one of them in the world because it has four pedals.
Yes, it's very unique.
And she called it her best friend.
Best friend.
She said pianos can be your best friend. They dropped it and destroyed it. $194,000 prize piano.
Didn't it take like a week for the movers to actually tell her too? They were like, how are we going to do it?
No, they told her right away. The problem was she couldn't announce it to the world because she was so upset about
right.
it. That
she was in mourning.
She was, yeah.
I understand. Yeah. I mean, it's something that you've played with, I guess, all over the world for all those years.
Yeah, it's
and it cost $200,000.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
I don't think even the money is the problem. I think the problem is you become so attached to this. I mean, she would take it to record all her
she feels
music.
Like it's her muse,
yeah.
right? It's her ultimate extension. Maybe after this, she just becomes a mere mortal.
Right.
She's not able to play with the best around the world. Oh, I hope your superpower returns.
1-800-330-9999. It happens. What was destroyed in the move? This is certainly a different case because, man, can you imagine being that mover having to go back up to the penthouse and be like,
so sorry.
Hey, I got some bad news.
Right. It happens. Don't worry. We've got insurance. Just sign this form here. Fill out here. Call this 800 number. Sit on hold the next 6 hours. It'll be fine.
On our text line, 1-800-330-9999, you can always call or text. Someone wrote, to save money, I had my friends help me move. Always a good but bad idea.
Give them the beer at the end of the day.
They strapped my black Italian leather furniture to the roof of an SUV. Arriving at the new apartment building, they had to drive through underneath the building to the parking garage.
Oh, no.
Thinking that they could fit, they drove in, and they broke my sofa as they got stuck between the ceiling and the roof of the SUV.
How many times do we have to see the giraffe lose its head, all right? This is just sad. When I returned from Los Angeles way back in the 90s, Anazab, I had a U-Haul trailer behind my four-cylinder with a broken rear shock. It was good. It was good planning. And I scratched both sides of my black lacquer headboard of my California King water bed. I mean, that was tragic. It was absolutely upsetting.
For some reason, it makes so much sense that you had a California-sized waterbed.
I mean,
it just seems
they were
like
everywhere in Craigslist back then, man. You open it up, there was 1,000 of them you could get for $75.
Just leaves a weird taste in my mouth thinking about it, to be honest with you.
When I lived in another city, I'd broken up with somebody, right? The relationship goes bad, and you snag the items that are yours in the apartment as you walk out. And one of the items that was in dispute was a piece of artwork that was given to me by this person.
I see.
It's coming with me, right? Grab it. I put it in the car, and it was this. I mean, to be honest, I'm no art critic, all right? But it was absolutely terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And it had these things that looked like plastic spaghetti across the front of it, and one of them popped off. Despite the fact that it popped off and I could have hot glued that thing back on there and nobody would have known the difference, I never did. I just had to deal with the pain of it being damaged in there the rest of my life. But I displayed it.
Yeah,
because it was my trophy from surviving that.
My last move, the movers, they went to go move the couch into the living room. But my house is old. It's like 1938 house.
Seems standard, though, right? Sofa going into house.
Yeah, no, but they went to go put it in the living room, and it didn't fit. So now I have four grown men that are, they're big, those guys.
Right.
And they're just standing there trying to figure out, and they decide they're just going to push hard.
Oh, good.
And all of a sudden, the molding from my doorway just pops off.
Good.
And I was like,
1910 molding that's been on there. It was laid by Thomas Jefferson. You bought this historic home in downtown.
1-800-330-9999. What got destroyed in the move?
Let's take half of the refrigerator apart.
They're like, we're just going to push. I'm like, what? That's the solution?
That's the plan.